Roughly 2,100 current and former Memorial employees are enrolled in the hospital's pension plan. Joseph Iannotti is Care New England's chief financial officer. He says that unlike some other hospital pension plans, Care New England is legally obligated to fund Memorial's plan even after the hospital closes.
I believe if anything is secure in Care New England, it's our pension plans.
Secure because Memorial's pension plan is federally insured. That means regular contributions are required to keep these pensions funded. Iannotti says Memorial's plan is currently more than 80% funded. And if Care New England gets sold, as expected, he says the new owner will also be obligated to fund Memorial's pension plan. That's very different from so-called church plans, like the troubled retirement plan at St. Joseph Health Services, which carries no such funding obligations. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.